this is Scott Bradley, Pinhead from the Hellraiser movies, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio, and you'd better keep listening, or I will tear your soul apart.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your host, Nicole Velakis, Jordan, author, sociopath, yeah. My husband says. And also with me is my partner in all things, Justin McPatches, who's not feeling completely 100% today.
No, not for... my voice is sort of there. Not for air, I had to really struggle with.
Yeah.
This is a little bit easier because there's two of us, but then it's hard to conversate. Right. I'm just going to go with it. Fuck it. See, now you're sneezing. Jesus. Yeah. Well, you know what? That happens every winter here because it's been raining nonstop.
Yes. Here.
You know, Florida. The holidays, you're around family. And
Florida.
Yeah. But last week was Thanksgiving. We had a nice time.
Yep.
We hung out with our family. Nothing big.
Yeah.
It was just nice.
We had fun with our family, with Justin's family on Thanksgiving Day. I know. Justin's family on Thanksgiving Day. Yeah. And then we had another Thanksgiving.
Friday.
On Friday. Yeah, on Black Friday. Here, I made the turkey and... Our friend Jeff, Irish Jeff, came and visited too and had dinner with us. So that was nice, you know.
It was nice.
We had a double Thanksgiving with all the family, so
yeah.
You know, it was nice. I do like the turkey day. I do like the turkey.
Yeah. I can't wait for ham.
Yeah, we're having ham for Christmas, so Justin's very excited.
I like ham.
Yeah.
I like turkey too, but
yeah.
Anyway, it was nice to be with everybody.
Yeah.
Black Friday was fun to not have to work.
Yeah, and I did not go out.
No,
at
you
all.
Stayed home.
I stayed home and cooked a turkey.
You didn't want to go out.
No, I didn't want to go out.
No.
No, because people are fucking crazy.
They are. Yeah. Which is funny because I actually will talk about Scream Queens and everything else. I like that they actually, I guess it's like this thing has been going on for like every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool because we had Halloween and that, you know, Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And they actually went on with the Black Friday.
And they went to shopping, yeah.
And I like that they actually, like, that was part of
the show and the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah. But I like what they do is they pay off people to go there early.
And just let people watch them shop.
That was...
Fucking
what she
Chanel.
Did, that was fucking hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Because
they
I'm
were just
like,
drooling at so the door.
Manatees. I'm like, oh
the manatees,
God.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that.
But that was
bit,
just...
Yeah.
Even though she's really a bitch, you still like her because I'm like, I understand.
Yeah, she's funny. But no, it's at the Scream Queen. We didn't talk about it. We didn't do last week, did we?
No.
Yeah, so we need to talk about that.
well, yeah, the week before.
Yeah, and then we also need to talk about
American Horror Story.
Did you watch it yet?
Yes.
You
watched
did.
Everything.
Yeah, okay.
So we were kind of right because that's what we were thinking.
Yeah.
And after seeing just a glimpse,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking about it going, once if he's doing this thing with the...
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know how far back and what the influence
is.
So now that's really interesting.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. We also watched a couple movies.
Did we?
Yeah.
What did we watch?
We watched Christie and...
Oh, we did watch Christie.
Yeah, and I watched Last Shift.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. And
Jessica Jones. I watched all Jessica
Jones.
Yeah,
I watched some of it.
I liked it.
Yeah.
For what it was, yeah.
I just...
Tenet was good, though.
Tenet was very good.
Tenet's always good.
Tenet's the least of my issues, but...
a lot of people are having issues with him being evil, because apparently they cannot associate him with not being the Doctor. Even though he's played other roles.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, you know...
Well, there's an Easter egg in the show where she says to him, you're not 10 anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so...
I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, so... Anyway.
I think the problem is because people... Nobody complained about Terminator. Of course, nobody probably went and saw Terminator. But no one was like, it can't be Skynet, you're 11. Fuck 11.
Yeah.
It's all about 10.
Yeah.
Because it's funny because even though 10's favorite doctor, which is now his father-in-law, which is still awesome,
mm-hmm.
That one wasn't even that popular.
Yeah, I know.
But five wasn't,
but
right?
That was when he grew up. That was when he was growing up, so that was his
right, but
imprint.
I'm saying the majority, like it was 4 and then 10 and...
Well, Tom Baker was the most popular.
4, yeah. Well, not now. I think Tenet beats...
Was.
Oh, was.
The most popular, yes. But now Yeah. Oh, definitely. I definitely think that David Tennant, number 10, has been the most popular Doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had the most popular storylines, too.
He had some really good storylines.
Yeah. So, I mean, yes, Matt Smith had Amy Pond and Rory, and they had some good storylines.
I think that was the most popular with little kids, though, because that was like that Doctor.
Yeah.
10 was coming off of what was going on with 9.
Yeah.
And the Time War.
Yeah.
And this Doctor is just, I think this is like the adult Doctor.
Yeah.
This is like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
Doctor.
I'm over it now. Yeah. He's like, yeah, that's his attitude. I'm over it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, which is funny because a lot of years ago, me and Matt used to joke about it.
Uh-huh.
We used to say, all right, we want to be like, if what would we do if we were the Doctor in his last, like, incarnation? Like, he has, like, no regenerations left. It's like he shows up somewhere, shit goes up. Nope, gotta go. I'm out. Nope, I'm out. Fuck you, I'm out.
Yep.
Show up somewhere else. Hey, Doctor, we need, nope, get out. Kick him out of the TARDIS. Can't die, gotta go.
Yep.
So we used to joke around about, like, the asshole Doctor, and it's like, nope, gotta go, fuck off.
Yeah.
So, well, it's sad because he just lost Clara.
Yeah.
And I think this season it really did show them more compatible than it did last time.
Yeah, but I think the writing was seriously lacking.
Well, this
season.
And they kind of just made her from this serious thing last season to being like, let's go on an adventure.
Yeah.
Which is fine because she was annoying last season.
Yeah, but I think also, too, they're not doing him any justice with the storylines. The storylines have been really cheesy. And
well, Moffat might be leaving, so.
Well, I don't.
Well, anyway, this is not the Doctor Who cast.
Well, regardless, that's still part of us. So, yeah, the writing's not been good this season. So, I hope that it picks back up. So, but I can't wait for the Christmas special
with River Song. Yeah,
I can't wait for that. That's gonna be good. So, and also David Tennant and Catherine Tate doing the audio.
Yeah. Somebody posted something about that, and I thought it was funny. It's like, look at all these great adventures, but she'll never remember them.
Uh-huh.
Because he has to wipe her mind, regardless. Uh-huh. That's the cool thing about... I wanted to say, that's the cool thing about having a characters like the Doctor.
Yeah.
And time travel.
Yes.
You can always write and do something else.
Yes.
With the characters, even if they're already dead, because... this could have already happened.
Right.
It was just something we didn't know about. They did that with the 7th Doctor.
Yes.
Or no, the 8th Doctor. The 8th Doctor. The movie Doctor. The one that became the War Doctor.
Right.
Paul McCann?
I don't remember.
But anyway, they have a bunch of audio dramas with him doing stuff.
Yeah.
Which is cool. So, I give the BBC, they're really good on content, like, doing stuff like that.
Yes.
I think that's cool. There is some works. Friday the 13th, the game is getting made. We know that. They're working on the CW TV show, which people are like, no. And I'm like, well.
Wait and see what happens.
I'm thinking, you know, that I don't know if this is going to be Supernatural's last year. It's 11. That's pretty good. It beat Smallville. Smallville, I think, was the top reigning.
Well, considering Supernatural was only supposed to be
five seasons. It's only supposed to be the first 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like how Buffy was. Buffy was like 5 seasons, and they went to the... Now that's CW.
It was 6.
7.
And then they finished with 7. They actually kept it for another...
They killed her off in 5. The end of 5 mm-hmm. was perfectly done the way it was done.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realized that they went to UPN, which is now the CW anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway... But, yeah, Smallville was 10 seasons, which was great, because you get to see Superman. So Supernatural was 10, now it's 11, which is, I think, beat Smallville as far as seasons go, which is really good for any... I mean, I know Bones is, you know, like, fucking 12 now on Fox, but I'm talking about, like, the CWWB.
Yeah.
Charmed only got, like, 8. I don't know how long Gilmore Girls ran, I don't care, but... I think that if this isn't the last... If this is the last season, and they have Friday the 13th... They need to do an episode where the Winchesters... They won't kill Jason, or they'll kill him temporarily.
Yeah.
But how awesome would that have been?
Right.
Because they talked about last year, or the year before, or 2009, having a crossover. Because, you know, they own the rights to Jason. But I think people got confused, and it was because Pat Lackey was in the movie.
Yeah.
But I thought at the end, when Jason came up, Dean would show up, and it's like, a Supernatural Friday the 13th. And I'm like, yes. Never happened. Of course, he was on My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah.
Was that the same year?
Or yeah, they both went the same movie. They went the same year and made
they're
two
both
different
the same movie.
Two separate films, but they both did horror movies the same year. Yeah.
So that's going to go on. Plus, they're still working on the movie.
Yeah,
the new Friday the 13th. I don't know what it's going to be yet. Yeah. Halloween got delayed, so they're working on that. What?
Mortal Kombat has Leatherface and.
I'm looking
Alien.
At it. Is it the original? Is it the Gunner Leatherface? It kind of looks like the Gunner Hansen.
Yeah.
He isn't as bulky as the other one, so.
Yeah.
Gunner Hansen, I think they got a robot now that's like Cyrax Scorpion. I mean, Cyrax Sector and Smoke all in the one. He morphs back and forth. I don't know. I haven't played it since Jason. And they got Alien, Xenomorph.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, somebody said they need to. What we said, get all the rights and put the game together.
Yeah, we've been talking about that.
And someone did show the link to the Terradrome.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, improve on that, and there's your game.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, last year, I'll get Mortal Kombat that. Last year it started with Freddy.
Yeah.
And this year they had Jason and now Leatherface.
Yeah.
They get Michael Myers in there.
And Pinhead will be all set.
Yeah. It'd be really cool.
It'd just be cool if they'd let you play them all at one time.
Yeah.
They don't have them. They're downloadable, but they're not all in the game at the same time.
No, this year, I guess, because of the new systems, they're not releasing. They're doing that thing where now they're always going to make you pay for extra stuff.
Uh-huh.
Remember last year, or a couple years ago, when they did Mortal Kombat 9?
Mm-hmm.
They did the original version, then you can buy the DLC, and then they had the complete version.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Injustice. They haven't done that yet. It's mm-hmm. all like now, 2016, here's some more downloadable stuff.
Yeah.
It's just the way of the game.
Money grab.
Yeah. Anyway, let's play some tunes. We'll come back and talk about. We're gonna go see Krampus soon.
Yeah.
All
the shows.
We've seen. Ash versus Evil Dead. We're caught up.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
altar the torches, shield of flame, cowered by the scorches, children lost, someone must be blamed, ignorance of man, the monster will be named, bring to end. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Yes, and since we weren't on last week, that's just because we had so much going on. But I did have time during the week before Thanksgiving to make a little mix. And I did. And it was on Death Rock Radio, which will be on, I think, twice a month. I didn't really want to call it Underground Horror Radio, but that's all we can come up with. So it's Underground Horror Radio, like Renegade Mix. It's not really this show, which is a radio show. It's more of just a mix. So I play a lot of psychobilly and horror punk like I do on here. They're just an hour of music. It was cool.
Whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it was a lot of our friends.
Yeah.
Cadaver Club, Cadaver Man.
Yeah.
Venus de Vilo, 13 Shots, which is over now. They announced that the band is done. I think Monday. But it's because they're working on the Undead Artist record label.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Kind of sad that 13 Shots is done, but
yeah,
well, you know, we got I got a lot of their music, so we'll be playing that a lot. So anyway,
right,
that's that. So check out Death Rock Radio and of course Podunk, which starting 2016 is going to get real interesting. Not too many changes, but I got a couple ideas.
Yeah.
And then a couple cons coming up. So anyway, what else is going on?
Well, I wanted to talk about there's a the thing on Facebook about an about a group of well, a pair of living dolls that are walking the streets of London in the underground and stuff.
Like the train tunnel underground,
yeah.
Like in Harry Potter in England.
Yeah.
Did you get confirmation from Sandy?
No. No, she's not been in London recently, so she wouldn't have seen them.
They're not going to make their way into Bristol?
No, apparently not. They are actually a pair of Japanese twins that are wearing a deadpan porcelain mask, both of them, and they're dressed. They look a little bit like the
twins from The Shining.
The twins from The Shining, yeah. But apparently they're part of a week-long PR campaign for Darren Brown, who's an illusionist. He is going to be doing an installation at Thorpe Park, which is one of the first amusement parks in Britain. And apparently they are part of his ride and stuff that he's setting up. So they're part of an advertisement, but apparently they've been really unsettling just showing up at like Charing Cross Road and things like that. So, so that's pretty neat. You can see them online if you go on Facebook or go online and just put in "creepy twins in London." You should be able to find it.
Also, if you are in England, in the past couple weeks, if you have seen Green Jello, please write us.
Yes, we'd like to hear how they did in England.
Yeah. Oh, well, they didn't bring the puppets with them because of customs and all that shit.
Right.
So they actually found a store that had foam and duct tape.
And made their own puppets. Yeah.
You know, that's Manspeaker, man.
Well, that's what he does, yeah. He gave you all those pointers about your robot.
Yep. And the robot, yeah. So Green Jello is like the biggest band in the world, like that has the most members. So,
right.
I'm sure they fucking blew people in England's minds.
Yeah, and Justin got to be in the band twice. So,
yep. Once with my robot.
Once with his robot. Once he was
medical marijuana.
Once man. He was medical marijuana man, which has since been stolen, apparently.
Yes.
And then once he was wearing his robot costume and that he made, and
the cow god had me go up there as me.
Yeah, the cow god had him go up there as himself. But Bill Manspeaker loved his robot. So, he pulled him up on stage and danced. He danced with the other puppets and stuff. So,
never did get that interview.
No, never did.
It still eludes us.
Yeah,
he's a good dude though.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's in England. Sandy just saw Duran.
Yep. Very Sandy cool. went to Cardiff Arena and saw Duran Duran. I know that's not really a horror thing, but that's a big part of my teen years and my 20s.
And the reason why you went to England.
And the reason why I went to England. The reason I met Sandy was actually on a Duran board. So when I first got online, and she's one of my dearest, dearest friends, and I love her very much.
Is it, what's the count today? 85 days till Florida?
See, yeah, I think so.
Oh, she's so
She's going in for her operation on Monday. So, yeah, she's very excited about that, too. But apparently the show was really good. They went to Cardiff, though. In Wales. Fucking sheep fuckers.
No. We don't want to offend anyone.
Well, apparently.
Sheep shaggers.
But they. And I told her, because she said this, and this is just a little side note for her, but every time we go to Cardiff, because I've been there too to see Duran Duran, it seems like we get surrounded by people that like to talk.
And not listen.
Mad Welsh drunk people that just will not stop talking. And she had the same thing happen when she was there this time.
Did Liam go with her?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Liam's a Duranny?
No, he likes him okay, but that was his first Duran show.
He went because...
He went with her, yeah. Just like I would go to stuff with you.
Well, you like Social D. Though.
Yeah, I love Social D, but that's not the only place I've gone that I didn't necessarily like it.
That's true. Anyway, what else is going on?
Well, like we were saying, we watched a lot of movies.
Yes. Christy was good.
Christy was good. It was surprisingly...
Ashley Green was pretty good for not being her normal...
Yeah, she was evil, so it was kind of nice.
Well, she was evil in that zombie movie, too.
Yeah, but that wasn't really...
Yeah, it was more of a comedy.
She was a bitch. You know, that's different, you know. And the zombie thing made her crazy.
Yeah.
But... No, I thought it was really good. I was impressed with the production values and stuff like that. I thought it was well shot.
Good.
Yeah. I thought that there were some good turns and some good creepiness.
It had a deputy good guy from Sinister.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah. So
he was in it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but why do they always have to kill the dog? Why?
I don't know.
Why do they always have to kill the dog?
I don't know. But yeah, Christy was really good. Basically, the synopsis is... there's a cult, and basically they want to this girl is home for the holidays, like Thanksgiving, but on campus.
She stays alone. She stays on campus. Everybody else leaves, and she's the only one on campus.
And these people target people and then hunt them down and put it on this, you know, contraband website Bitcoin thing.
Yeah, they see these girls as they call them all Christy. Because they are the daughters of Christ and things like that. And it's the ones that they think are...
pretty and better than everyone.
Pretty and better than everyone else and entitled. And, you know, they pick a certain stereotype of girl. And that's who they target. And then they hunt them. and kill them, and they videotape it, and then they load it. But
it didn't go in their favor.
There's sects and cells of these people all over the world.
We're not going to spoil it.
No. And we're not going to spoil it. It didn't go as planned. We'll say that. But no, it was surprisingly good. I was impressed. You know, I would give it 2.5. That's not bad considering how hard
I
am.
3.
Really? That's good.
Real quick about these characters. Other mistakes they could have made hunting other people. Frank Castle.
Yeah.
The girl from You're Next.
Oh, yeah.
That would have ended badly, too. Abigail Breslin in that movie.
Yeah, Breslin, yeah.
And Luke the Evans. Final girl. Luke Evans in, not Dracula, but the WWE movie, No One Lives.
No One Lives, yeah.
Yeah, so if they accidentally tried to hunt him down, things would go very fucking terrible quick.
Or what's her name from You're Next?
That's what I said, You're Next.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I said the chick from You're Next. Forget
Tiffany Shepis.
She wasn't in Your Next.
Yeah, she was. She was the chick that lives. Yes.
Your Next had that Australian chick.
Well, what's her name?
Wasn't Tiffany Shepis.
Now I have to look.
Yeah, look. Anyway.
Yeah.
It had that Australian girl that her dad, you know, dad taught her how to survive or whatever. And
yeah.
She started fucking everybody up in it.
Yeah.
Tiffany Shepis is the B-movie actress with Debbie Reshonitz and everything.
I know who she is. I just thought she was in Your Next.
No, she was in the Halloween thing.
Oh.
The one we just, 28, Tales of Halloween.
Yeah, Tales of Halloween.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, I thought it was good.
Sharni Vinson. That's what Sharni I'm thinking Vinson, of. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that was good, though.
Yeah, it was good.
So if you like those movies, this is along the lines of that.
Yeah, this is
nothing entirely new.
No.
But probably better than what Smiley was.
Yeah, a nice take on that type of film. Yeah. So yeah. I thought it was pretty good. And I watched Last Shift, which was about a young rookie cop. She just starts because her father was a cop, and apparently there was a cult leader. And he had a farm. It was kind of like a Charles Manson type thing. And her father got killed trying to bring him in. And she goes to the old... She's like on the last shift at the old police station where it all went down. And she's by herself in the building. And she's just supposed to keep guard over it overnight. This is the last shift
it's
in kinda the
place.
It's kind of
like the assault and precincting team.
Yeah, but... She's all by herself, and then things start happening. She starts seeing things. She starts hearing things. And she finds out what really happened because it didn't happen the way it originally was said. And I'm not going to give anything away, but, you know, in the end, it turns out a little backwards for her. But
all right.
It was very good. It was very creepy. There were some really good jump scares. There were some really good... environmental scares, like the way they handled lighting and sound and things like that. So it's got a really claustrophobic feel because she's in this building by herself. And you know, it was just really good because then, you know, like officers turn out to be ghosts and things like that. So I recommended it. I thought it was good. It was one of the best things on Netflix lately. So I would definitely watch it.
We got to look into Shudder.
Shudder?
The horror thing.
Oh, yeah, the horror thing. Yeah. I was like, there's a movie called Shudder. What are you talking about?
The other thing I wanted to bring up is we got some friends, Kat and Raven. And we hung out with them Saturday at the flea market. And they were cool because we were talking about horror movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. They mentioned The Butcher Boys, which we talked about years ago. And I was like, no. So I said, I got a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Watch The Big Bad.
Yep.
And she couldn't even...
get through the first 20 minutes.
No, we made it through the whole movie.
We watched the whole fucking movie. You have to watch the movie at least to see the fucking Labradoodle.
But they couldn't...
She couldn't. She said the camera work and everything was just so bad. I was like, I told you.
So, still, the worst movie is The Big Bad.
Absolutely. They actually like The Butcher Boys, and I don't get that, but to each their own.
Yeah, well, I guess it's because they love Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, I still don't get it.
Yeah, no.
I didn't get it.
We don't know what the movie's about.
I watched the movie and went, what the fuck is this? I don't get it.
Let's play some music.
All right.
We'll be back. And talk about all the TV shows.
TV shows!
wild summer night. Rented on the radio by my side. Waiting for the Harper Stanley freeze. Horror movies on the TV screen. Friday night with Uncle Creepy Show. Nights of nightmares, nights of bloody gore. Murders, monsters, maniacs and freaks. Grand Parade of Horror on TV. There was a werewolf fighting at the moon. And the creature from the Black Lagoon. Can't crackle and his bride, bitter gushing and beers and pies. Tonight I wanna come back to those times where all movies were so scary. A blood red light with creatures of the night. I wanna come back to those times and kiss the pretty screen queen. I wanna come back to those nights, my horror night. Now good times are gone, I feel so sad. All my heroes faded into black. Life bites on a den as zombie does. Memories are more lethal than vampires. There was a werewolf falling at the moon. And the creature from the Black Lagoon. Can't struggle and sprites, bitter gushing and miss and fights. Tonight I wanna come back to those times when all movies were so scary. A blood red light with the creatures of the night. I wanna come back to those times and kiss the pretty screen queen. I wanna come back to those nights, my horror night. Michael Myers are the heroes of my past. Now the media is dying. Chucky and the zombies now all up in cemetery. So bring me back those. I wanna come back to those times when all movies were so scary. A blood red light with the creatures of the night. I wanna come back to those times and kiss the pretty screen queen. I wanna come back to those nights. Oh yeah, I wanna come back to those nights. I really wanna come back to those nights.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio.
Pay your bills.
What is
pay
with
us
pay,
money.
What is with the pay the bills every
I don't
time?
Know. It's a thing.
Pay your bills, bitch. Anyway.
Yes. check out TJ Lynch, horror artist extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Also, Scream For Me, Inc.
Yes.
For some patches.
Yes.
Good stuff. You know, I'm going to try to get more organized. Hopefully by after the new year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have took on too many projects. Oh, man.
Yeah. Plus you're working again.
Oh,
yeah,
whatever. Yeah,
so.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But, yeah, TV's been good.
TV's been very good.
Let's try to knock this out.
Last weekend was a free preview for Stars.
Yeah.
So we got to watch all of the
Ash vs. Evil Dead
up to and including last week's episode.
Yeah.
So we're current.
I've seen them, and Nicole has not.
Yeah, I had not. So I've seen them now.
I has not.
I have not. I had not.
Listen, bookworm.
Whatever. So we watched.
I think it sucks.
You I'm do not. Kidding. Shut no. up. So we binge watched it on Saturday.
Yes.
And then we watched the new one when it was posted to the on demand. So that was pretty cool. I got to see it. It's very in the tradition of Evil Dead.
A mix of Army of Darkness with the humor.
Yeah, but I think it's definitely Evil Dead 2. It's definitely more Evil Dead 2.
With the dark humor.
Yeah, with the humor and you know, and the thing with his hand and you know.
Well, yeah, the hand, stuff. But now he's got the robot hand, that's from Army of Darkness.
Yeah, I know.
But it's really cool that, you know, after 30 years.
Yeah.
For them, because, you know, Army of Darkness was actually in the 90s, but it all took place the same weekend.
Yeah.
And he went back in time and came back. I think it's cool. I think, you know, he's still got it. Bruce is definitely right back in character. And there's a couple nods in there with the trailer and how he acts. Uh-huh. Kind of reminds me of how he was in My Name is Bruce.
Uh-huh.
Which he was playing a very over-exaggerated version of himself.
Yes, which is an over-exaggerated version of Ash, really.
Really, yeah. I mean, obviously, Bruce is not Ash. Bruce is very smart. Ash is an idiot.
Yeah.
But I like that, you know, they play that he's an idiot, but yet for some reason he's really good at killing monsters.
Yeah. I just wasn't expecting...
The gore?
No, I was expecting the gore. That's part of the film, part of the film series. But no, what I wasn't expecting was after everything that he had been through, I wasn't expecting him
to
read from the book. Get high and read from the book just to impress a chick.
Ash isn't smart.
I know he's not smart, but he knows better than that, I would have thought. No. I thought somebody else would have gotten a hold of the book.
Yeah, and fucked up.
No. And he had to go in and rescue everybody. I didn't know that he was the one that actually started it again.
I think, well, you got to remember, Ash at this point was a shell of a man.
Yeah, shell of a man.
You know, now he's starting to be more like his old self.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious.
It is very funny.
It's very funny, and it's everything you want from an Evil Dead.
Yeah. When he's trying to prove that her mother wasn't really her mother, and then he just fucking punches her at the dinner table. Just fucking punches her at the dinner table.
Oh, good. I was starting to think I was being a dick. Well, I like before that it's like just be nice. I am nice. Or I am nice mm-hmm. up until it's time to be rude.
Yeah. Right? It was funny.
But yeah. It's good because now Ash is teaming up with other people.
Yeah.
Got Lucy Lawless after him.
Yeah.
I think it'll be really good.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. We waited forever for an Evil Dead. And that, love the remake or side movie or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Because hopefully we'll get Ash and Mia together.
Yeah, hopefully we will.
Because I would love that. Jane Levy was great.
Because he would fucking just, tease her and hit on her.
Until it turns out, like, it's his daughter.
Yeah, something stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Ash vs. Evil Dead is what we want.
Yes.
And I'm glad they did a TV show, not a movie.
It's the hero we deserve.
Not the real quick, the Batman vs. Superman trailer showed a lot more now.
Yes.
Looks good. I'm hoping Doomsday's first form looks like that, and as he gets damaged, he compensates and has more
stuff,
thorns and horns. And,
yeah,
but we'll see how it looks.
And there's a comic book Batman and the Turtles.
Did yeah, you see coming that? Out. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Hey.
No.
What do you mean no?
No, Batman and the Turtles.
Okay, this is the comic Turtles.
Are they in the same universe?
Yeah.
They Gotham City.
It's part of Mirage. Mirage did stuff for Batman crossover.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Hunter.
Uh-huh.
It'll be fine.
All right.
It's the comic Turtles.
All right.
Anyway, so that was Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Uh-huh.
Let's try to knock this out quick. Walking Dead was a disappointment.
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
Week before was pretty good. Not really.
Yeah, the build up of the week before was pretty good.
With Rick just
finding out Glenn was alive and all that stuff, and you know him getting back with Enid and everything.
And then the tower falling.
And then the tower fell. I'm like, I'm sorry, you guys didn't notice that was starting to squeak and drop dust and.
They're building on the wall, but the tower's falling.
Yeah, the tower's falling. So it knocked the wall down, and all of the walkers started to come in.
Well, just that gap where the tower fell between the wall.
Yeah, knocked the wall down
in
that area. And all the walkers are coming in, and they all had to retreat to houses.
And that was it.
And then there was a lot of talking. And Carol should have fucking killed Morgan when she had the fucking chance, because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
And now I think they cost them the fucking half-assed doctor girl. I think she's going to be gone. I think he's going to kill her, or he's going to get her killed in the zombies. And then the kid, the one son almost shot Carl, which I thought that was going to happen, but it didn't happen.
Carl fucked him up.
Yeah, Carl fucked him up and then didn't tell Rick what happened.
What are you doing, Carl? Don't worry about it.
Nothing. It's all right. It's all right.
Stuff.
They just got in. Stuff and things. And then they decided to do the gut thing to get out of the house.
That worked. And then the little kid wouldn't shut up.
Yeah, he's going, Mom, Mom.
Look
freaking
at the flowers.
Out. Yeah, look at the flowers.
Carol would have killed him.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, Carol would have killed him a long time ago. So
she threatened to.
Yeah, and then there was a 2-minute preview of the...
Which should have just been in the fucking
which
show.
Which should have been just in the fucking show. And I'm sorry, we like Enter Into the Badlands. Badlands okay.
I like it.
He like you like it better than I do, but it's all right. But you shouldn't force us to watch that to see a 2-minute clip.
That's AMC.
Yeah, I know. So, but we watched it, and that was
anyway.
The introduction of the Saviors.
Yeah, and you got and Negan, whatever, cool. That'll be next January, February.
February
14th. So, in the meantime, that was a weak-ass fucking mid-season finale.
That was a weak-ass mid-season finale. And but one of the rumors is now that Negan's not going to be killing Glenn with the bat. He's going to kill Daryl.
Well, that's fine.
So, whatever.
I don't care anymore.
At this point, yeah. I'm pissed off, so.
So, okay. Now, Scream Queens.
Scream Queens!
Thanksgiving episode.
Yes.
They had Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Boone is dead. Boone is dead.
Gigi was with the other...
Whoever it is.
The other Red Devil.
We find out that Chanel number five... No, three?
Three.
Three's family has... it's the Swansons.
Yeah. They're the Swensons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're the Swansons' frozen TV dinner shit, and she goes to the house, and they're all sitting there with their table trays and TV dinners, frozen TV dinners.
For
and,
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and her
watching
father...
Watching football.
Yeah, and the father gives her this speech about being late, and she has to sit back with the help, and she just finally decides that she's had enough, and fuck it, I'm leaving. So, and I'm never coming to another family thing again. So... She goes back to the house, and they're all having Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The bird...
Ends up being Gigi.
Well, no, but the bird that Dean pardoned the week
is
before...
Is the one they killed.
Is the one they're eating. So, yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis is deadpan delivery.
She's so dry. Oh, my God, it's so great. And they were talking about why so-and-so is the killer, so they were all coming up with reasons why each of them was the killer.
And then it turns out, no, that's not it.
No, that's not it, and that's not it. And then Gigi's head came out instead of the turkey.
Yeah. What I like about the show is sometimes when it's just the one girl, one of the girls, mm-hmm. not Zayday and not the main chick, because we already know them.
Grace.
But the bitchy girls.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes whenever they're alone by themselves, mm-hmm. we get a moment when they're not as bitchy because we realize that they're probably damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, so her family obviously fucking...
Mm-hmm.
And you realize she's not really bad. She's just... But the show is so clever that then it goes just being a bitch again like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, well, they're dead. Hey, we're going to go to the mall now.
Yeah.
And go to Black Friday.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, of course, the killer was there. And they keep thinking it's Dean Munch now.
Yeah.
And then, which we know it can't be because there were three of them attacking Dean Munch when she beat the shit out of all of them.
Yeah.
But they tried killing her and she was immune to this and...
Yeah, they gave her pufferfish venom.
A lot of it.
Like, enough to kill a football team.
Nope.
And nothing. She drank it all down and nothing. And then they were trying to freeze her to death.
And then she just was...
She just thought it was the best spa treatment ever.
And then they were thinking about the pool.
And then they were thinking about the pool, and she just figured it out. She's like, yeah, no.
And she walked away.
Yeah.
So, we're going to find out. But
yeah,
it's
we're
really
gonna find
fun.
Out. Well, next week. Next week's it.
Oh, yeah, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And also, fucking Grace turned heel for a minute. You know this when she's in face... Her hair is curly and she has a hat on, but when she was heel, her hair was not so curly and she had no hat on.
Yeah.
But then when she went back to face again, it was like...
Curly? Yeah. That's
weird.
Probably for real. That's probably why it's supposed to be like that.
But it's like, she just suddenly was like, I'm going to agree with these girls. And then Zayday went and turned around.
Yeah. And fucking Niecy Nash now, the fucking, what's her name?
Is a cop.
Is an actual cop. She's the
chief
of police.
Fucking Brody over here.
And she fucking kept talking instead of shooting the Red Devil, and then he ended up shooting to one of the guys and shot Chanel in the shoulder with a fucking
Oh no, these painkillers I'm on is amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing. Yeah, it has to be Dean Munch. She's the only one that knew we were going there. But also, the whole thing with Chanel and her traditions of going and buying... She's going to go buy the crappiest gifts ever.
For everybody. Let them know that I don't care.
Yeah, and then have them wonder why what they did to
fall
out of my graces.
And then they explain to her, why don't we buy stuff we like for each other? And she's like, oh my God.
Why we bought you something that you might already have, because we care about you and we want you to be happy.
Yeah.
We're all buying pink Jeeps for everybody.
Yeah, and suddenly
who's going to have four pink Jeeps? And it's like, stop ruining the pink Jeep idea.
Suddenly her heart grew two sizes.
That day.
Yeah, fucking Grinch. It's a fun show.
It is very fun. And, I mean, it's so politically incorrect. And,
that's what I like about it.
Yeah, it's just, she just, and the things that come out of her mouth, like you gashes, you stupid gashes and things like that. I'm like.
Vaginas.
I'm just sluts, like, really? Let's go, yeah, let's go sluts. You know, she's just, she tickles the shit out of me. It's funny.
And then American Horror Story.
American Horror Story.
That is the opposite of Scream Queens.
That is bizarre.
But good.
Was last week, was that the Rudolph Valentino?
Yes. We talked about that because we didn't have one on Thanksgiving anyway.
Oh, yeah. There wasn't one on Thanksgiving.
So we talked about that already.
Right.
Now it's this week.
Yeah. So at the end of it, the little girl ran in front of the truck, ran in front of the bus and told John that
it's at the hotel.
That it's at the hotel. So he went back to the hotel. And he goes and he assaults Liz and says he wants to know where the killer is, where he's been hiding.
Sally.
So Sally takes him to his room
and breaks
the room
down.
Where he's been staying, and shows him the secret compartment in his room. And he ends up going and he realizes that she's telling him the truth. And it turns out that he's been going to the Cortez for 5 years.
But he doesn't remember it.
He doesn't remember any of it. He met March the first night he went looking for a drink. And March saw in him a darkness, but he just needed to be pushed over the edge. So he got the Countess to take his son.
Well, I don't know if it was originally to take it or just get rid of him, but I think she wanted to take the kid anyway.
Well, no, he told her.
To take the kid?
Yeah, he told her he has a son.
And she wants
and she went and took him. That's what she wanted.
Yeah.
Because he knew that she would want that. Because she already had other kids.
Right.
Right.
So she took the kid.
So she took the kid, and that pushed him over the edge. And that was enough for March to start feeding him the information about.
And at some point, Sally was trying to kill him so he'd stay at the hotel, right?
Yeah, she was trying to do
and
that.
He's
and
like,
March
no.
told him, no, that's he's mine until he's yours. He's not yours yet.
Marge told him, do not kill anybody in the hotel.
Yeah, he told him not to kill anybody in the hotel because then you wouldn't get rid of him. So he wasn't allowed to kill in the hotel. He had to go to wherever he went. So each one was a specific one for the commandments, and there's a display case that has each commandment.
And at some point he blacked out during
and
all
he,
of it.
He blacked out during all of it, but now he knows that it was him.
And he's okay with it.
And he ends up killing his partner.
Because his partner was fucking his wife.
Yeah. Well, trying to, anyway. You had coffee with my wife. You know.
No, but it seemed
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I know. It was, yeah. Thou shalt not cover.
I thought he was coming to the hotel to go kill his wife.
Yeah,
next.
No.
He said there's two more left.
Yeah.
He might try to kill his wife.
Yeah, but she's already a vampire. He won't be able to. He won't be able to kill her.
Yeah, he could. He's going to stab her.
Well, we'll see what happens. But... Yeah, so there was this.
That's
really
what I'm saying. It might end up being some shit going down with everybody.
Yeah.
So Lady Gaga wasn't in it as much, but she wasn't in it enough.
No, she wasn't in it enough. And apparently next week,
Matt Bomer comes back,
and the whole thing with
Grace Jones,
Angela Bassett, what is her Regina Royale or whatever her name
is. Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. They're gonna make their play for her because for Countess because she's gonna marry Will Drake and then.
Yep.
Then kill him so she has all his money. So
oh, spoiler, Sandy, spoiler.
Oh, Sandy, don't listen.
Sorry.
But yeah, so
that was good.
Yeah, it's been a really good season. I'm really impressed.
Flash versus Arrow was awesome. Or Flash teaming up with Arrow,
yeah,
leading up
crossover.
For that,
yeah.
Legends of Tomorrow looks great.
Yes.
Vampire Diaries is eh. I mean, I don't mind it, but it's at this point, it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
But Originals is good.
They killed the mother.
Yeah, they killed the mother, whatever. Yeah. Originals is good, though.
Yeah, Originals was pretty good. I didn't mind that so much.
That's it. I guess that's everything.
Supernatural,
that's like a whole other thing.
They're moving. I liked it this week,
with the imaginary friends.
I thought that was pretty good. I like that they're doing cases again. I like that it's not all the bullshit in the background. You know.
Next week, it's back to the bullshit.
Yeah, but this whole thing with Sam in the cage and
now we got Lucifer.
Yeah. So, I mean, it should be interesting. I can't wait to see what happens, but
we'll see.
We will see.
All right, we're done.
All right, we are done.
Listen, you know, every week and tune in, go on Podbean if you don't catch this live.
Yes.
Check out Death Rock Radio.
Yes.
If you're in the goth, industrial, dark wave, horror punk, psychobilly, it's a really cool station.
From the comfort of your internet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Basically, I think what it is basically it's a station convert of actual like club DJs.
Yes.
So if you like hearing stuff like at Respectables or the Castle in Tampa, they kind of do that here.
Or the
with
Hatchet.
The exception of me that just throws a bunch of punk together. But
yeah, or the Hatchet, Sandy.
Or the Hatchet, Sandy. I told Sandy to listen.
Yes, I know you did.
She'd like it.
Yeah, she would.
Some Morrissey. Anyway,
woo!
All right, we're out.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
There's no point in looking back on dreams you had on death. The life that you used to have is gone. Take a look at who you are. This is what you've become. And time is what you all are for. Now, on, say goodbye to your dreams. Say goodbye. Monster that you've become is who you've been all along. Killer in a normal world. Goals that make us die. Blood rain as you take their lives. You are what makes death a nightmare in this life. The monster is finally born. Now, it's on. Oh!